So tell me why you picked the theme Money Talks.
So for the past 3 years, we've seen that Africa has been struggling significantly with liquidity. And this is definitely due to the commodity price downturn that we've seen, and also a downturn naturally in China's economy. Mm. All the hard currency that used to come into most of these markets together with via exports and together with foreign direct investment has seen a significant downturn. And this has made it difficult to get dollars out of these markets because the dollars were drying up. Mm. What we are doing now with the theme is just to highlight that even though Africa needs to diversify, and we all know the age-old story, it will be too difficult to do it over the medium term. It's a long-term process. Mm. So in the meantime, we want to highlight where the hard currency globally is coming from and through what avenues into Africa so that we can assess the risk and also assess the opportunities on the continent.
All right. Well, there were notable movements in the top 10. Let's start off with South Africa having lost that number one spot. What exactly happened there?
Well, if we look at the methodology that we use for the ranking, growth and the market size are two very important aspects. Of course, the third one is the business environment. Starting with the third one, business environment, we are still doing very well. We are in the top five best performing economies when it comes to the operating environment. However, from the growth perspective, we saw a recession and probably only 1.5% growth over the medium term. Mm. Then also, if we look at the market size, it is actually now in third spot in Africa. That's after Egypt, which is now number one, and Nigeria. And because Egypt grew by 4% while we went into a recession. So it's only natural that Egypt is now the biggest market. So it's those two aspects that we have actually seen the scoring decline. But just to highlight that the difference between the Egypt scoring and South Africa's scoring is very close. It's literally 0.02 percentage points. Mm. So the two countries are still neck on neck for that first space.
All right. And how about the emissions regarding, Nigeria and Algeria out of the top 10 this time around? Nigeria, I knew there were problems in terms of liquidity. What else was a concern here?
So with both countries, I can just start with the oil price, mm-hmm. But specifically looking at Nigeria. So with the oil price, as you mentioned, the liquidity has dried up significantly. We have seen that improve over the past year. But it's also for the production of the economy. So output was much less, naturally, because of the oil price hitting operations. And then also that we've seen some siphoning of oil in the Niger Delta. So all of this has impacted the oil sector. Even though it's a small contribution to actual GDP, the problems in the oil sector has actually trickled down to the non-oil sector. And that's why we see the significant drop in Nigeria out of the top 10, because very similar to South Africa, it went through a recession and it still has a very tricky business environment. Mm.
Going east of the region, looking at your Ethiopias and Kenyas, etc., how did Ethiopia fare this time?
Well, it actually did very well. It's overtaken Kenya, Tanzania, and actually now it's in the fourth spot of our ranking. So we obviously know that it's quite difficult to understand why a country like Ethiopia is in the top 10, let alone the top five. But again, moving back to our methodology, growth is above 7% already for the past 5 years and expected to be maintained over the next 5 years. Its market size is very large. It's actually starting to compete with the size of Kenya. We do know that there is obviously problems with the operating environment, difficult to repatriate your dollars out of the market. But the investment that we've seen from the government has been so strong that it's actually become, there's lots of more opportunities to invest in the country.
All right. The one thing I found interesting was Rwanda. They've re-entered the top 10 after spending 2 years on the periphery. What are they doing right with their economy that seems to have gotten them in the top 10?
Well, it's their real GDP growth also, very similar to Ethiopia, also going to grow above 7% for the next few years. It's definitely not surprising. It is a well-diversified economy when compared to its peers. It doesn't depend on one commodity, so the economy was not affected as we have seen over the rest of sub-Saharan Africa during the past 2 or 3 years. And then, of course, we know it's one of the best business environments. Mm. But we have to highlight that Rwanda is still a small economy. So the opportunities are slightly less than what we see in the rest of the East African community.
Right. And looking at our neighbors, Botswana, Mauritius and Namibia, why do they not feature in the top 10?
Well, unfortunately, the methodology is working against them. The methodology where market size is an important indicator, Botswana, Mauritius and Namibia have very small markets. And if you have to rate them according to their business environment, they would definitely be in the top 10. In fact, they are still investment-grade economies. Yes, Namibia was downgraded by one of the ratings agencies this past year, but it is still investment-grade by another. And also these nations are continuing to lead Africa's rankings with institutional quality. Mm. But it's the opportunities. The markets are becoming slightly more saturated than what we see in the rest of sub-Saharan Africa. And of course, when we look at the population sizes, and there's only about 5 million people in all three countries altogether.